Tell the truth. What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And welcome to our show today. It is Friday, September 10th, 2021. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. It's been a crazy week. And as the weeks go by, it just gets crazier and crazier. And so anyway, we've got a lot to talk about today. Mike is in our control room keeping us out of trouble. Let's get right on into it. And Joe Biden finally found a way to distract us all from Afghanistan. And he did it last night in that speech describing his six-prong attack against COVID. And the reaction has been harsh and swift in coming. Biden essentially declared war on unvaccinated Americans, saying our patient is wearing thin. Well, Mr. Resident, our patient is also wearing thin. In fact, it's thin enough you could spit through it. So I'd be very careful about that one here. So Biden basically brought down the iron fist on the private sector, demanding that companies with 100 or more employees mandate vaccines or have weekly COVID testing for those who refuse the vaccine. Employers that don't comply will face something like a $14,000 per instance fine. It's just absolutely punishing here. During his press conference, a reporter asked if what Biden was doing was constitutional, and Biden just slammed his hand on the podium and walked away, which I think tells us that Biden knows what he's doing, exceeds his authority as president, and is in fact not constitutional. I remember back in December of last year, Joe Biden was saying that he didn't think COVID vaccination should be mandatory. And of course, today it's a completely different story. Get the shot or lose your job. Now, over at Fox News, the Five, they basically railed at Joe Biden after the president addressed the nation and said he directed his administration to impose an unprecedented COVID-19 vaccine mandate on private businesses with 100 or more employees. And he also stated he would require all federal employees to be vaccinated. I think the White House has exempted itself, as well as those who work for federal contractors. And if you don't get the vaccine, you must provide a weekly negative test. Companies that don't comply will be subjected to thousands of dollars in fines per employee. All of this supposedly enforced by the Occupational Safety and Health Administration that falls underneath the Labor Department. Now, social media has already responded. You are seeing "I will not comply" just erupting all over the place. People are very angry. Biden is being described as a tyrant and a dictator. And if the description fits, wear it here. And over at UNS.com, they're asking a very cogent question. Why is Biden mandating a vaccine that does not, in fact, protect against COVID? The CDC has already admitted if you get the vaccine, you can still get COVID. You can still pass it on. The vaccine is utterly worthless. And of course, you've got all the negative side effects. But, you know, Biden is just, you know, betting the farm on getting everybody, you know, vaccinated here. And, you know, elections have consequences, and stolen elections have catastrophic consequences. And that's where we are right now. Now, Alex Jones is responding to Biden's declaration of war against America, and basically said that he's eliminated or trying to eliminate states' rights. Biden wants total power over all private businesses, just like the CDC claimed authority over landlords, which has now been struck down. And again, how much damage are they going to cause before people come to their senses? Former Vice President Mike Pence tore into Biden, saying that it's unlike anything I'd ever heard from a U.S. president. That's not how the American people expect to be spoken to. And he basically says Biden and Harris spent last year undermining confidence in the vaccine. So, yeah, that's certainly true. Over in Ohio, Senate candidate J.D. Vance is calling for mass civil disobedience in response to Joe Biden's tyrannical mandates. And already I saw over at VK.com a poster for a four-day national strike, a walkout, commencing tomorrow, the 11th, and extending through Tuesday of next week. Meanwhile, Jesse Waters and Greg Gutfeld shamed Biden for ginning up anger during the COVID speech. And that, again, Biden may have done that intentionally to drive Afghanistan out of the news cycle. He was really desperate. And, of course, tomorrow being the anniversary of 9/11, again, we're seeing the government wants to distract everybody away from all the obvious holes in the official story. And Representative Dan Crenshaw basically, you know, hammered Biden and said, are you people trying to start a full-on revolt? And, you know, leave the people the heck alone. Now, there's an article over at Patriot Rising titled, There Is No Turning Back After This. And it's saying these new mandates that Biden says he's going to impose on the country aren't just un-American. The word evil gets thrown around a lot these days, but in this case, it fits the situation. No government has the right to try and put something into your body by force. It's a violation of existing United States law. It is a violation of the Nuremberg principles. A lot of people are saying forced vaccination is equivalent to physical rape, and there is no place for such mandates in a free and just society, which we no longer have. Joe Biden basically declared a totalitarian dictatorship last night. And sort of in agreement, there's a story over at Your Destination Now saying this is a watershed moment in our history, compelling people to take a medical treatment the vaccine mandate tramples civil liberties and may bury the small businesses already hit hard by the pandemic, because they're going to have to basically carry the cost of compliance themselves, the cost of the weekly testing. And you know, like the CDC's eviction moratorium, in the long run, it's going to cause more damage than good. So 19 governors and two attorneys general are immediately resisting Biden's mandates. And they've already issued statements defying the Biden administration vaccine mandates for federal workers and private sector workers. And again, on that latter one, Biden clearly overstepped the limits of presidential authority. So Biden is basically saying he's going to direct the Department of Labor to create a rule to have companies with 100 employees or more mandate the vaccines and so forth. And again, I'm not sure where he thinks he's getting the legal authority to do that. Meanwhile, over at the Republican National Committee, they're saying not now, not ever. They are filing a lawsuit against Biden over the vaccine mandate, the first of many. And let's see, GOP governors are out there saying we will fight Biden to the gates of heck to protect liberty. So the lawsuits are definitely piling up. Ron DeSantis promises to battle Biden's sweeping mandates. Yeah, this is definitely he's provoked a lot of anger, and again, maybe intentional to get us to forget about Afghanistan, but I'm not going to let you forget about Afghanistan. That definitely is you know, the low point of the Biden administration. This is pretty close. You know, this is going to be down there at the bottom of the barrel in terms of negatives for Biden's legacy, but Afghanistan is definitely the clear winner here. Up in Alaska, Governor Mike Dunleavy is basically saying this makes a case for the 25th Amendment. because, you know, what Biden is doing, again, it's outside his authority as president. It illustrates he doesn't understand the job. He doesn't have the brains to understand the job and the limits that exist on the presidency. Need to go back and reread that Constitution. I know there's a warning. It contains hurtful language, but, you know, just suck it up and reread that Constitution. Okay. Daily Wire editor emeritus Ben Shapiro said that their company is already staffing up to fight Biden's tyrannical and authoritarian order in court. And everybody's hackles are definitely up. Kristi Noem to Joe Biden, we will see you in court. And a union representing 30,000 federal law enforcement officers slammed Biden's vaccine mandate, claiming it villainizes employees. And they're absolutely right about that. So Biden out there is trying to put on a face of bravado, saying, have at it. We're playing for real here. And he's saying, you know, you're being cavalier with kids' health. And again, the kids, you know, have an almost 100% survival rate should they come down with COVID. You know, that's the reality here. COVID is easily survivable even without ivermectin. You know, it's not a killer disease here. And meanwhile, Joe Biden is vowing to basically get rid of GOP governors who refuse his vaccine rules. He said, quote, I will use my power to get them out of the way, end quote. He doesn't have that authority. This is a states' rights issue. You know, unless Biden wants to declare a national emergency, which would be would really kick off a civil war, no, he doesn't have that authority. He certainly, what's he going to do to these governors? Have them assassinated or something? It's absolutely absurd. All righty. Reggie Littlejohn, the founder and president of Women's Rights Without Frontiers, has condemned Biden for seeking to force Americans into obtaining a coronavirus vaccine against their will. And he reacted to Biden's use of vaccine shaming and his militaristic rhetoric to pressure Americans into taking the shot. Meanwhile, kind of an interesting little story. This came on out of Zero Hedge. Biden has exempted over 600,000 U.S. Postal Service workers from the federal mandatory vaccination order. And according to the Washington Post, citing a White House official, discussing not yet public portions of the president's plan, Postal Service workers were not included in Biden's executive order. Maybe this is Biden's way of saying thank you to all those postal workers who delivered those phony ballots or something here. And now that that post office story has gone public, the White House is trying to backpedal and change the story and say, well, the postal workers will get the shot. It's just going to come from someplace other than the White House. Okay. So it's getting really nasty. Now, Biden's executive orders are targeting federal workers and private sector workers, but oddly enough, nothing was said about the illegal immigrants being forced to get the vaccine. And at a press conference, Jen Psaki was taking questions, and a reporter said, what happened to my body, my choice, when it comes to the COVID vaccine mandates? And Psaki just basically ran away at that point. You know, that's the liberals love that, you know, slogan for their pro-abortion stance, my body, my choice. And it, you know, if you wanted to apply to abortion, then it ought to apply to the rest of us, whether or not we get that vaccine. Out in Los Angeles, their public schools are going to implement a vax mandate for hundreds of thousands of eligible students. And the pharmaceutical corporations are just raking the dough in, and they're happy as all heck. And down in the Herald Sun, there was an article that revealed that at least 90% of those that were reported as dying from COVID-19 in the state of Victoria had serious comorbidities. And the information was only made public after the vaccine rollout and the acceptance of the vaccine passport. So they were withholding information to push their agenda. And speaking of misinformation here, over at KTSM, they ran a story saying that ivermectin causes male infertility in 85% of men. And they had to basically pull that story back out and issue a retraction. So the corporate media is still out there lying. They don't want you to do ivermectin. Congress doesn't want you doing ivermectin because, you know, parasites are afraid of ivermectin. Okay. Now, here's a very bizarre article. This came out of Post News D2. And on Tuesday, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki announced that Joe Biden would address the nation about his plan. And apparently one of the things that has come on out there, COVID patients are being told that the type of variant they're infected with cannot be legally disclosed. And that seems rather odd until you remember, as we reported earlier in the week, the variant of COVID you have cannot be determined by the COVID tests in usage at the medical care facilities right now. You can only tell what's a new variant with a very expensive and drawn-out molecular check. And so when they say, oh, it must be Delta variant has become the excuse for the fact that the vaccines are not preventing COVID infections. Oh, you had the vaccines and you got sick. Oh, it must be the Delta variant. They can't know what variant you have. The test they're using won't tell you. By the way, we've been talking about ivermectin, and there's a lot of smearing going on. They're calling it, you know, horse paste and various other things like that. And as we reported before, ivermectin's developers won a Nobel Prize for it. It was approved for human use in the United States in 1996, and ivermectin is on the World Health Organization's list of essential medicines. They don't want you to have it. They're giving it to the Afghan refugees coming on in. They're all getting a course of ivermectin, but you're not allowed to have it because the pharmaceutical industries are dependent on you needing constant vaccines and treatments to keep themselves profitable here. And in May of last year, Australian researchers published a little-known study in the journal Antiviral Research that presents ivermectin as a broad-spectrum antiviral of interest. And so, again, another study has surfaced showing that ivermectin is really good medicine and effective dealing with these viruses. But again, it's not a big moneymaker. And that's why, you know, you're being told you shouldn't use it. Do you ever wonder why there are so many pharmaceutical commercials on TV? It's not because they expect you to remember the name of the medication and rush down to your doctor for a prescription. It's because they use that advertising revenue as a lever on the corporate media to only report what these pharmaceutical companies want reported and to bury anything negative. And it's not just the pharmaceutical companies. We saw that kind of skullduggery with Monsanto and Fox News over their synthetic bovine growth hormone. It was an amazing lawsuit that came on out of that. Meanwhile, down in Florida, earlier today, Ron DeSantis scored a legal win in his fight to ban mask mandates for children in schools across the state. First District Court of Appeals judge just granted the state of Florida's request to reinstate the stay. So a little bit of victory for DeSantis. We've got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back with one of these. We'll be right back.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Born in the city with a silver spoon, great-grandson of the oil tycoon, raised by wolves, thinks he owns the moon, socialist banker to the one-world goons. Davy Rockefeller, chairman of the CFR.
And welcome back to our show here, and a friendly reminder that Republic Broadcasting Network needs your ongoing support to keep doing what we're doing in these very troubled times. Once again, the postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer, anonymity cash is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. Now, if you mail in a donation of $100 or more, you will get your choice of an official RBN coffee mug or an official RBN t-shirt. So include a return address, and if it's the t-shirt you want, we need your t-shirt size. And currently we have all sizes on hand to get that right out to you. All right, we're still talking about COVID. We're talking about Joe Biden's speech last night, where he clearly violated states' rights. He exceeded his authority, and you know, executive orders are only binding on the executive branch, and you can't issue a presidential executive order that has any bearing on private companies. It's unconstitutional, really is. Anyway, TSA has announced they are going to double the fines for travelers who refuse to wear masks. The coercion is coming. There is a rumor floating around that one of the executive orders Biden is about to sign will ban the unvaccinated from traveling, period. End of discussion. Another story is saying that people on Social Security, if they're not vaccinated, those checks are going to stop as well. So, you know, no freedom of choice here. You know, we are living in a dictatorship right now. Now, Anthony Fauci is warning there is no end in sight to the pandemic because COVID cases in the U.S. are 16 times too high. We're hearing the same thing down in Australia. This is never going away. It's here to stay. So this tyrannical lockdown society that they have created is intended to be permanent, or at least until the 2024 election, so they can justify more absentee balloting here. Anthony Fauci was asked why people who have recovered from COVID and have natural immunity should be forced to take the vaccination, and he had to admit he doesn't really have an answer on that. And that's a question that definitely needs to be asked of Joe Biden as well. Okay, what? A lot of people have had COVID. They've recovered from it. They've got the antibodies. They've got the natural immunity, which has been shown to be much more effective than the vaccine immunity. Why should they get the vaccine, especially when it's been shown that spike protein can actually harm your natural immunity? That's why the Red Cross will not allow vaccinated people to donate blood to be given to COVID patients, because it will actually wreck whatever natural immunity they have. Anyway, in May of this year, Joe Biden gave the intelligence community 90 days to write a report on the origins of COVID-19. And here we are in September, and the declassified version of that assessment has now been released. It's only 493 words long and curiously ignores a lot of readily available information, instead focusing on questions that are for the most part unanswerable. And specifically, the intelligence community claimed that in order to reach a conclusive assessment, it required clinical samples or a complete understanding of epidemiological data from the earliest cases. And this is a, you know, focused on China, and it aligns with a recent comment by Dr. Fauci, you know, when he finally conceded in June of this year the virus might have originated in that lab in Wuhan, which Fauci has been funding. Fauci also said that clinical samples of the earliest cases were needed. And so basically, the report on the origins of COVID didn't reveal anything about the origins of COVID. It's a whitewash from beginning to end. Anyway, over in Japan, Takeda Pharmaceutical Company Limited has announced the government of Japan's Ministry of Health, Labor, and Welfare is going to purchase 150 million doses of Novavax's COVID-19 vaccine candidate. And so they're dropping Moderna. They had a problem with contaminants in those vials, rubber, steel particles, a bunch of other stuff they still can't identify. And so they're going to go with the Takeda vaccine. And it's interesting in this headline in which they're saying basically that the Takeda vaccine is unauthorized. And I would like to know unauthorized by who, given that the government of Japan has decided they want to go this direction. And it's almost like they're implying that only vaccines approved by the United States should be used. We have to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff LLC, 417-932-6419.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far a 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And welcome back to our show here. We're talking about COVID-19. And there's an interesting article that came from vaccineimpact.com. We've been hearing on the news about how the hospitals are jammed full of unvaccinated patients and people taking ivermectin. There was some media was seriously embarrassed about that latter one. And now over again at Vaccine Impact, they've actually started looking at the real numbers, and they're discovering that what the hospitals are full of are people suffering ill effects from the COVID-19 shots. And we're still being lied to. This idea that there's a pandemic of the unvaccinated, it's pure propaganda. It is absolutely pure propaganda. Down in Australia, we reported yesterday on how the Australian government was now starting to limit the amount of alcohol their subjects could have during the lockdown crisis. And now the premier of Australia's state of Victoria has gone on social media to basically say that if you get the vaccines, you can go back to drinking as much as you want. So, these kind of coercive tactics sort of underscore the fact they want you to get the vaccine, even though more and more people are saying, I'm not sure. This is, you know, we're hearing too many things about people getting ill, people dying, and it doesn't look like the vaccine seems to be working. Again, over in Israel, 85% of their new COVID cases are fully vaccinated. There's an obvious logical conclusion to draw from that. Anyway, down in Texas, there was a county judge who ordered a mask mandate, was confronted in a grocery store by a woman who actually filmed herself, videoed herself, harassing him, calling him a supporter of the devil and a traitor who should be hanged. So, yeah, it's getting really tense out there. Over at Children's Health Defense, that's Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s outfit, they are proposing a walkout week in which parents, educators, students are going to simply walk out of the schools starting on September 13th, that's Monday, and basically stay out for the entire week and explore alternative schooling, homeschooling. And right now, considering the state of public education, I would definitely say homeschooling is going to take off here. Okay. There's been another Australian health official, Brad Hazard, talking about the New World Order. In his presentation, he actually mentions it several times. So, yeah, the cat is out of the bag here. And interestingly enough, this is over at Involve, and it's a story that kind of agrees with me about the timing of this vaccine mandate. And, you know, the Supreme Leader Biden basically, you know, wanted to distract from the catastrophe in Afghanistan, possibly distract from the anniversary of 9/11, which is tomorrow. And yeah, it's really angering people. I think they're reaching the breaking point. I really do, from what I'm seeing around here. And this is a very laid back, low key area. And you know, people are starting to talk, you know, about the national descent into madness and things like that. Okay, story coming out of. Let's see, NBC News, no less, talking about how September 11th united the country 20 years ago, but this whole issue of COVID and vaccine and mask mandates is tearing it apart all over again. Certainly right about that one. Meanwhile, Biden, having already angered the entire country with his vaccine mandates, is declaring code red on climate change. And this is amid an Arctic sea ice expansion phase. Next up, he's going to start screaming about the invasion of the space aliens. I don't know. It's amazing here. Getting into other non-COVID politics here, General Jack Keane calls Biden petty for kicking him off the West Point Advisory Board, where members never thought of themselves as Trump appointees and were honored to represent the military. Now, these were volunteer positions. They weren't even getting paid. And, you know, Jen Psaki is saying, well, the reason Biden booted them out is they stood by and did nothing during the armed insurrection on January 6th. Well, first of all, there was no armed insurrection. There was no insurrection, armed or otherwise, on January 6th. And second, these are advisory positions. It's not like they really could have done anything at all. This is just Biden getting rid of anything with the Trump taint on it, which sadly included that office that was planning for an orderly withdrawal from Afghanistan. And Biden shut that down months ago. Okay. Kellyanne Conway has responded to Biden's ordered resignations, saying it's ironic that he should decide who's qualified for the military. And she's basically saying she won't resign, but that Biden should. And yeah, I would agree, but he's not going to go. He's too useful to his masters here. Now, Andrew Yang, who unsuccessfully sought the presidency and the New York City mayoralty, as a Democrat, has announced he's going to start a third party next month. And this is tied in with the publication of his new book. And this move by Yang, best known for his advocacy of a monthly universal basic income of $1,000 for every adult, was reported by Politico on yesterday. Now, people are still talking about that attack on Larry Elder. And he's basically said he got attacked by this white woman in a gorilla mask. And he said, you know, if I were a Democrat, this would be called systemic racism. They'd call it a hate crime. But the corporate media is trying to downplay it and lowball it. And, you know, it's no big deal. Meanwhile, there's a little bit of what appears to be a kind of a payoff, if you will, to Nancy Pelosi. And as part of this $3.5 trillion budget reconciliation bill, Democrats proposed a $200 million allotment for improvements to a national park in Nancy Pelosi's district, not very far from where she lives. And the Republicans tried to stop it, but the Democratic majority pushed it on through, saying that Pelosi does more for America than others in Congress. Anyway, speaking of Nancy Pelosi, only last April, Nancy Pelosi was saying, we cannot require someone to be vaccinated. And out in California, Governor Gruesome Newsom opposed vaccine mandates in 2019, and he was praised by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. So the flip-flop on that one. 41 days ago, CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky promised there would be no forced vaccine mandates, just 41 days ago. So that's how quickly this has come about. Interestingly enough, former U.S. Senator Barbara Boxer of California has suggested that her former colleague, U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein, should consider retiring. And I think that would be a good idea for several reasons. One, I have not agreed with much of Feinstein's positions. Second of all, you know, people over the age of 70 are considered unhirable due to their mental decline, and yet it seems like the, you know, the bulk of our government is in the hands of these very aged people who, especially in the case of Joe Biden, are clearly showing signs of mental decline. We definitely need some younger blood in the halls of government. Patrick Buchanan penned an article here. This was basically put up in VDare. Says it's 20 years after 9/11, are we better off? And he says, no, we're not. The Taliban is back in control of Afghanistan. And, you know, what did that war accomplish? Well, you know, it got the oil pipeline right of way, and it certainly got the Sackler family a lot of cheap opium for them to play with. But not really much else. You know, these wars are not fought for the benefit of ordinary people. Ordinary people get to fight the wars. Ordinary people get to pay for them. Ordinary people get killed and crippled in them. But usually the real beneficiaries of these wars are the ultra-rich. And that includes, of course, the defense contractors who are just raking the dough in. So anyway, a lot of questions remain about 9/11. You know, why was the president of the United States reading My Pet Goat to a class of second graders, you know, while the nation was being attacked? And, you know, it did seem like he wanted to be as far away from Washington and New York when the attacks were happening. Getting on back to Maricopa County, volunteer Liz Harris says the audit of the 2020 election has turned up 176,000 missing votes. Now, the corporate media is still out there saying there was no widespread vote fraud, and even if there was vote fraud, it didn't change the ultimate outcome, which is an absolutely unsupportable statement. But the volunteers who have been auditing the ballots continue to report findings that are more than scandalous. It's going to tear our republic apart if the issue is not addressed and fixed. And this one of the reasons I'm not happy with Donald Trump is he was in a position to force reform in the election system, and he dropped the ball, and he paid the price for it last November. Getting into the international news, Australia's SBS TV is reporting that the Taliban has reportedly banned women's sports in Afghanistan, kind of like the transgenders and LGBTs are doing to women's sports here in America and at the Olympics. Meanwhile, Ukraine is warning that all-out war with Russia is a possibility, and Putin and Belarus alarm NATO with huge war games featuring 200,000 troops months after the military buildup on Ukraine's borders. So Russia and Belarusian troops practice fighting side by side with rockets and tanks deployed across Eastern Europe. So everybody can see what's coming, and they're getting their ducks in order, as it were. Lebanon has a new government. This ends more than a year-long power vacuum that began shortly after the August 2020 Beirut port blast. Prime Minister Najib Mikati, a billionaire who has already twice served as premier, will lead a cabinet of ministers that will preside over an economic depression, which the World Bank considers one of the world's worst since the mid-19th century. And addressing the nation after the meeting, Mikati said he would try and stop the country's collapse. Okay. Now, interestingly enough, Joe Biden is expected to waive some of the sanctions put on Syria in order to allow a pipeline project into Hezbollah-controlled Lebanon. And seems kind of a weird thing to do, because on his first day in office, Joe Biden killed off 42,100 jobs by ending construction of the Keystone XL pipeline and the end of the construction of Trump's border wall. So all of a sudden, he's being very nice to Syria. Meanwhile, over at the BBC, the Executive Complaints Unit has admitted there were serious flaws in a documentary on the alleged 2018 chemical attack in Douma. Serious flaws means BBC was caught lying through their teeth once again. And a reminder that BBC reported on the collapse of World Trade Center Building 7 22 minutes before it actually happened. And we all remember that image of the BBC reporter with the New York skyline behind her talking about the collapse of the building, and the building is still standing in the background. So, and they've dragged out this thing again. Iran's nuclear weapons weeks away, and, you know, the nuclear talks are going nowhere. Israel is salivating over, having the U.S. Whoop on Iran here. And they have been playing this same piece of propaganda for 30 years. Iran is just weeks away from a nuclear weapon. It's been 30 years, no nuclear weapon. And meanwhile, Yair Lapid, the Israeli foreign minister, says that Israel will act against Iran if the world doesn't. Okay, well, all right, let them go for it. The world sit back and let Israel do what they're going to do in Iran. And it's like the old saying, how do you stop a dog from chasing cars? You let him catch one. Okay. Meanwhile, there have been protests in Israel, actually demonstrations, not protests, solidarity demonstrations for those Palestinians who succeeded in escaping out of the Gilboa jail on Monday of this week, and they're being viewed as folk heroes, showing it is possible to get out of those Israeli jails, which probably means there's going to be a lot more jailbreaks now. So they had this solidarity demonstration, and some of the people there were wounded in confrontations with Israeli soldiers. You know, how dare you congratulate the escapees? Alrighty. China enacted a new law requiring foreign vessels to report themselves when entering Beijing's territorial waters As expected, the U.S. has ignored the new law and sent a warship near a Chinese-claimed reef. And the actions of the U.S. side violated China's sovereignty and security, according to Beijing. And it says this is further evidence of the United States' aggressive navigation hegemony and militarization of the South China Sea. All righty. China also added that the U.S. is the biggest destroyer of peace and stability in the region. Well, hey, that's what we do. We do it all over the world. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be back with more news after these few minutes.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
We are living. Say it chills right to the core. This talk of holy war.
Welcome back to our show here. We're going to talk about the economy now for a little bit. And according to the Secretary of the Treasury, Jen Yellen, the U.S. will default on the national debt by October unless the Congress raises the debt limit, which they're going to do. What else can they do? I mean, you're going to see a lot of people, you know, making speeches about the impossible size of the debt and the added burden on future taxpayers. And they'll make a big show of trying to resist this. But in the end, they're going to raise the debt ceiling because that's what they do. They keep on raising the debt ceiling in order to just create instant money with which to, gussy up that park near Nancy Pelosi's place and fight these endless wars. So anyway, on Wednesday, Yellen sent a letter addressed to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, Senate Majority Leader Charles Schumer, and Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, warning that the Department of the Treasury is running out of money and is also running out of the extraordinary measures it can use to keep the federal government within its legal borrowing limit. And the limit will be reached next month. So, again, there'll be a lot of posturing about what a terrible thing it is to do. But in the end, they're going to do it. You know, they are. It's what they do. Let's see. There was an auction for 30-year bonds, and it did not go very well. It was the lowest dealer takedown on record, partly caused by Yellen's fear-mongering on the U.S. debt default. And so the bonds, basically the yields were plunging on those. Now, according to this story out of Investment Watch blog, we should be looking for a major stock market crash in the near future. The margin trading is at a record high, and hedge funds are in trouble. Now, margin trading is one of the things that turned the 1929 market crash into the Great Depression. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, margin trading means that you don't pay the full price for the stock that you are buying. You pay part of it, and the rest is held on margin. And the idea is that if the stock goes up, you sell it, you pay off that margin, and you've made a little bit of money. If the market goes the other way, you can get into trouble very, very quickly. And we reported yesterday on how the Dallas Fed president, Robert Kaplan, had made major stock purchases in companies like Apple, Tesla, Amazon, Google, Chevron, and Boeing. And now Kaplan and Rosengren are going to sell off their stock portfolios due to ethics concerns that they may be profiting from inside information here. Over in Ukraine, following on oh, my goodness. There we are, top of the hour. We're going to open the phone lines, 512-248-8252. I want to hear your thoughts on Biden's speech last night, and I want to hear your thoughts on 9/11. We'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.